Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. We are coming to you south of the border, as you can see in the background. Beautiful ocean view. I love it. Let's get right to the docket. First, day three of the Derek Chauvin trial. Second, an update on the missing West boys, if there is one. Third, another Real Housewife gets in trouble. A man accused of trying to kill his wife with the chemical in eye drops. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button. And as always, hit that little bell so they receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. Yes, we are south of the border, but let's get straight to it. First, the Derek Chauvin trial. What happened? Well, we had Genevieve Hansen. She was the off-duty firefighter slash EMT that was on the stand yesterday and got crosswise with the court as well as the defense attorney. Why? Because she wanted to volunteer information. You don't get to volunteer information. You only get to answer the question that you're asked. On cross-examination, Ms. Hansen explained that, yes, I didn't have my ID, and therefore she couldn't say for certain that she was an off-duty firefighter EMT, which is why perhaps the officers rebuffed her assistance. Now, we also heard today from Christopher Martin. He is the young man who was working behind the counter and believed that George Floyd had attempted to pass a $20 bill from George Floyd. Now, the interesting thing was that there was a video that was played, and it's never been played before. Now, we've been putting this up all day, so you should be able to watch this. But you can see from inside the store, it shows that Floyd was acting restless, and he flipped through some bills before roaming the store. At times appeared to dance or stretch. The jurors, according to people in the courtroom, seemed rather riveted by the sight of Floyd, for sure. Now, after Martin sold Floyd a pack of cigarettes, he said he noticed the bill was likely a fake, similar in hue to a $100 bill, and he explained that the store's policy was to dock the employee's salary for the cost of the counterfeit bills they accepted. That's pretty common in most businesses. When Martin went outside with a coworker to get Floyd back into the store, Martin said Floyd seemed like he was awake, countering defense claims that Floyd was taking a nap. I saw people yelling and screaming, Martin said, of the commotion that developed outside the store once police arrived and he went outside. We also heard from Christopher Belfrey, who went to Cup Foods on May 25th of 2020 and parked his red van on the corner of 38th in Chicago behind the blue SUV Mercedes-Benz that George Floyd sat in with two other people. Belfrey said he saw two officers approach the vehicle in front of him, and one of them drew a handgun, pointed it, and opened the door at whomever was in the driver's seat. He said that he was startled by what he saw, and he began recording on his phone. He stopped when he saw the commotion, and he said that he stopped recording because he was slightly still scared and nervous. One of the officers was staring at him, like, why are you recording? Belfrey, who was in the car with his fiance, continued filming. The video exhibit plays without audio of the couple talking. The video shows Floyd, who appears handcuffed, sitting on the ground with his back to the restaurant Dragon Walk and two officers standing near him. Belfrey then said that he ultimately saw the police officers placing Floyd in the back seat of the car and decided to leave and stop recording. Now, you may ask yourself, why do they bring in all these people in? Because all of the video doesn't just come into court. The prosecution has to authenticate that it is a fair and accurate copy, or it is the original video that was taken that day, and the person that takes it has to authenticate that no changes have been made other than maybe shortened it, redactions made where the audio has been taken off. That's why a lot of people think, well, you just play the video, that's it, right? No, you have to bring in the person who brought the video to everybody's attention. Now, the other individual testified today was a gentleman by the name of Charles McMillan. Now, he's 61 years old. He witnessed George Floyd dying basically at the knee of former Officer Chauvin. And Mr. McMillan testified that he had had interaction with Derek Chauvin in the neighborhood. And it was more than just a couple of days before the Floyd incident where he had interaction with Mr. Chauvin, where he said, hey, you want to go home to your family, let's let everybody go home safely as well. It was rather powerful. Mr. McMillan broke down when discussing it and watching the video. Very powerful stuff. This is the community. This is what the prosecution has to do. I've said this from the beginning. The worst problem for Derek Chauvin is that video, that smirk on the video that simply shows he just doesn't care. That's going to be his biggest problem. We'll continue to bring you updates on this, and I'm telling you, we're getting close. Maybe we'll have some medical people talk by the end of the week. Next on the docket, an update on the West Boys. Well, here it is. What do we know? On December 21st, 4-year-old Oren and 3-year-old Orson West were reported missing from their home in California City. As of today, March 31st, 100 days later, there remains no named suspects in the case. The mystery of what happened deepens each day as every day passes, and there's no clues whatsoever as to their whereabouts. Unfortunately, that's all there is. Before we continue on the docket, let's take a quick recess.
Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did.
Next on the docket, another Real Housewife is in trouble. Jennifer Shaw, one of the stars of the Bravo television series, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, has been arrested on federal charges from the United States Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York. Now, Shaw is 47 and she lives in Park City, Utah. Her assistant, Stuart Smith, who's 42, of Utah as well, are accused by a superseding indictment of conspiring to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The first count carries a possible punishment of up to 30 years in prison, and the second carries a possible punishment of up to 20 years of imprisonment. The accusations involve an alleged telemarketing conspiracy. We'll bring you more as updates become available. Next on the docket, a man is accused of killing his wife with the chemical that's found in eye drops. That's right, a former paramedic in North Carolina is accused of killing his wife by poisoning her with eye drops back in 2018. Now, he was also arrested this week for allegedly starting a fire on a medical helicopter mid-flight back in 2019. 36-year-old Joshua Hunsucker was arrested Monday afternoon on a felony charge of burning personal property. A police report says that shortly after midnight on November 26, 2019, Hunsucker set a piece of medical equipment on fire mid-flight, forcing the medical helicopter to land in an emergency-type situation. Not good in a helicopter or in any aircraft, that's for sure. Now, a month after this fire back in 2019, Hunsucker was arrested on a charge of first-degree murder in the death of his wife. He is accused of poisoning her with eye drops back in September of 2018. An arrest affidavit in the case says Hunsucker told multiple different stories about what he was doing before he found his wife's body and that he resisted an autopsy for her. She had high levels of tetrahydroline, an ingredient in eye drops. If tetrahydroline is consumed orally, it can lead to drowsiness, slow breathing, or absence of breathing, slow heartbeat, hypothermia, and possibly even coma. That's according to the Academy of Ophthalmology. And coincidentally, just 2 days after his wife's death, Hunsucker applied for the life insurance benefits, which totaled roughly $250,000. And next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Now, how stupid can you be to possibly do this? Please meet Katrina Russell. She's 37 years old, and guess what she did? Well, she sold a car, a Dodge Dart, for $80 to a 13-year-old who promptly took the car, was involved in an accident, killing a 71-year-old man in Nashville. Katrina Russell has been charged with vehicular homicide by recklessness and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. She's being held on a $6,000 bond. Well, Miss Russell may not make that bond because, well, she's homeless. Because when the police found the home that she was living in, it was under renovations. She originally stated that she thought that she was there to help paint. Turns out she had no permission to be there either. So it appears as though Miss Russell kind of does what she wants to do. Well, Miss Russell, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the day. And instead of sitting alongside a beautiful beach, you are in a jail cell. But you have the honor of being a dumb criminal contestant of the week if you are the winner. At least you're here for today. Thanks for watching. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow on Crime Talk.